20 before 9. Being a good parent, I'm a perfect parent. Yeah, sure. Ask my kids, right? But in all seriousness, joining me here in studio is Michelle Jensen. Michelle Jensen is with the Parent Resource Center, has a master's in psychology, so we call her Masters. No, actually, just Michelle. But anyway, it's great to have you on here. You're actually going to be putting on some classes to actually help parents be better parents. And I applaud you for doing something like that. First off, tell us a little bit about the Parents Resource Center. What is this all about, and where is it?
Well, I'm in Ashland. I started the Parent Resource Center in 2003. Mm-hmm. I just love parents. I'm passionate about it. I think that we need to always raise awareness and help personal growth issues. I think they're our greatest challenge in life.
Sure.
And you know, there's a connection directly to parent education and healthy communities. So knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And I believe that that's the key in helping the parents to manage their stress if they have enough education behind them. It doesn't take that much to begin, you know, a 12-hour, six-week course.
So what is the most common, shall we say, trigger of stressed out parenting, or your people that you've seen in your practice that come in there saying, "Michelle, help me out. I enter the blank here," or you'll fill in the blank here.
Overworked, time management, stressed out, problems come up. They don't know how to prevent the problems to begin with.
Right.
A lot of those types of things.
Yeah.
Lifestyle issues.
Lifestyle issues. Like what?
Well, we get kind
or such of, as what? I guess that's more correct.
One
English.
Thing would be where we get kind of caught up in our technology, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and putting down those phones and doing some things differently to help be with your kids, be present with your kids. So there's just a lot of awareness that needs to get raised. And once that happens, I think people catch on and they start to become better teachers.
Oh, that's good. I used to make fun of parents. I grew up for a couple of years in Southern California. I spent about 2-3 years there. I was miserable. I hated Southern California. But I was in high school at that time. And I used to say, okay, here I am in Southern California where quality time with your kid is thinking about your kid while you're on the golf course. All right? I used to say that.
That
seemed to be what it was.
Yeah.
And now it's like quality time with the kids is what you're all sitting in the living room all on your phones or your pads or your computers.
Or texting in the next room. That's hysterical. Or texting in the car.
Yeah.
In the back seat.
And you'll see families that are sitting at the restaurant table when you're out in the restaurant and everyone's there, you know, on their phones. And I'm thinking to myself, self, look at these people. They have a family right there in front of them. You have, you know, here's a husband and a wife and here's the kids and nobody's talking.
I know. You know, there's actually addiction camps for this now.
Really?
It's honestly, they have sprouted up. There's addiction camps for people to go and try to spend a week somewhere without their phones. And it's really hard for them. They're really, really hard.
Can't put it down, huh?
Can't put it down. So
is that part of what you're dealing with?
I am.
You know, parent empowerment classes as an example?
I am.
Okay.
It's part of that we have some tech stuff going on when we talk about those things in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, little digital detox. So I imagine when you have these parent empowerment classes, the first thing is turn your phone off, right? Turn your phone off. You can listen to me. All right? You're like a drill sergeant?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
We don't do it that way. We actually have a lot of engagement and a lot of roundtable discussions. We have student guides that we work with, exercises that we do with the parents. We have a lot of fun. Actually, there's a lot of humor in the classes.
Okay. How many people you take in this class?
I try to keep it limited. I like to keep it down to about 15 people because
15 people. All right.
That way, you know, everyone gets a chance to really engage and talk and have and bring their experiences back week by week to the class.
All right. Now, the reason that we brought Michelle in here is that, you know, the more good parents we have, and maybe this rubs off on other people and you can help other people, it's sort of throwing some bread on the waters of parenting here in Southern Oregon. And there are, it's a 6-class series that you're going to be starting here very soon. It's 6 classes over 6 weeks and $130 is what it ends up.
$130,
right. It ends up costing for this. Now, is it 6 classes like all week or is it like one day a week?
It's one day. It's 5:30 to 7:30 on a Monday night at the Phoenix Library.
Okay.
Starting March 6th. And it goes six consecutive Mondays. And that's really it. And they get a lot of information and a lot of different ways of thinking. You know, how a lot of parents, I think, there's good teachers. There's ones that just are natural teachers, and there's other ones that are not. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens is that we like to get them into the mode of teachable moments.
Teachable moments.
So an example would be like your kid spills milk at the dinner table.
Right.
And what happens to us internally is, you know, as parents, we're kind of annoyed, right?
Right.
Oh, God, we have to get up and, you know, we're annoyed. Sometimes
I have
we're
to get
angry.
I have to get up and put my phone down.
Yeah.
And then
too.
Go clean up the mess. Oh, pardon me.
But look at how many things they can learn from a teachable moment. So if we teach the parents to look at that as a teachable moment, the next thing you know, they now are teaching the kid to get up and fix the problem themselves. Here's the sponge. Here's the mop. You know, people make mistakes. I still love you. You know, there's a lot of things that go on during this.
That's really good. And I really like the fact that you are trying to emphasize on helping your children or the child learn how to solve the problems
more
themselves.
More independence.
Because this is something, and this is something which has been scaring me as, you know, I'm observing culture. And I have a son and a daughter. And my son, who has been raised in that proverbial sainted single mom sort of situation, I find so many young men and women of his generation that he'll come and visit, and he is absolutely helpless on so many basic ideas.
Right,
okay,
right.
I spilled my milk. Okay, what do I do?
Right.
Is there an app for that? I mean, I'm just kind of half kidding. And, you know, sort of half kidding. It's like, what do you mean? Do I have to kind of, you know, go from A to B to C to D?
Right.
And okay, and if you're going to bring the mop over, why don't you bring the bucket at the same time? I'm seeing, and I don't know exactly where this comes from, if it's generational or if it's cultural or what. And I know there's a lot of stuff in
it. We try to bring common sense back to the table. There's a lot of critical thinking that's gone out of the teaching process, and I think that's one of the things we try to do. So I think prevention is a big key, prevention of problems. How do you critically think? And how do you look at these things as teachable moments that are going to ultimately make your kid a better person, you know, and a stronger person?
Rather than just grousing and screaming and going out there and huffing and puffing and cleaning it up themselves
instead of... That's not an example we want to put out there. We want the example to be, oh, we're a calm parent. Look what happened.
It worked for me. That's what my dad gave me. I'm just kidding. Yeah, my dad was actually a yeller. He was a yeller, and I ended up unfortunately taking a bit of that example at first, and I was old yeller until, you know, I had a wife saying, "Okay, knock it off, old yeller." Oh, okay. It wasn't that but it didn't help anything.
Yeah, might
have made me feel better.
And we bring a lot of that to the table from our past parenting experiences and our own parents. So one of the things we try to do in the classes is to help the people to look a little bit more at their own parents. And then what good things did they bring away from that, you know, those experiences, but what other things maybe are not so great that we don't want to do.
So surviving or recovering from your own parents who were human, not
right?
always perfect.
Absolutely.
Right. And taking the best from those experiences, the best things you learned from them, and maybe moderating on the stuff that wasn't so good.
Right. And parents, I think, really want to make their kids the best they can be.
Sure.
We have an exercise we do in there every time.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about some of the exercises you have in this, okay?
Quickly, one exercise is build your ideal child. What kind of characteristics would you like in that child? And then if we do that, how do we get there? But it kind of makes people aware of, gee, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I do want my child to be intelligent. I do want them to critically think. I do want them to have humor. I do want them to be independent. I do want them to figure out life. And, you know, so we start to get things set down on a flip chart or whatever so that they can start noticing.
So how do you build a child? All right.
Well, it's just a little exercise.
This is the exercise.
Thinking.
I get that. So it's getting them to think about the tools that you need to work on.
That's
them
right.
End up helping the
Absolutely.
Child.
Absolutely. You got that perfectly.
Well, tell me about some of these success stories. Has it worked in the past? Have you done this before? Is this the first time?
No. We've had a lot of classes. And over the years, I started with First Time Moms program in 2003. And as a matter of fact, we got some private grant somewhere. I didn't even know it was coming. And the hospital gave us a private grant to go over and teach at North Medford High. So that was a whole experience in itself. I worked with DHS and the court systems and did some things there, but with David Bones, who had a New Beginnings class. But ultimately, most of the people that come see me want personal growth, and they want to grow in their thinking as a parent, and to try to work towards, you know, being the best they can be.
So it sounds like you're, almost like we hear about the term life coach, but then it's kind of like a parent's coach.
Right.
It's kind of what you're doing.
Right.
All right, get back.
I guess I could say that.
It's like, you know, here's what you do. Here's something you might want to try. Get back in there, kid. You know, win one for the Gipper. No, in all seriousness, though, do you have any children yourself?
I do. Okay. I did raise a stepson. He's in his 40s now. And then my son was in our two-parent household for, till my husband died around 9 or 10.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I then became the single mom, and I had to figure that out and get him through the high school years and all that.
Ah, so you lived both sides of that
right,
then.
Right, right. I did. It's funny. I was talking to your guy, Brian, and I was joking around because one of the things that I did was this is an example of prevention. I took him about 13 or 14. I started talking to him about how, when he gets to drive the car. And I kept saying to myself, you know, if I started this at 16 and told him he was going to have to log in 10,000 miles, this would never work. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell him now at 13, you know, and keep talking about it at 14 and 15, that he has to log in 10,000 miles before he can get his license, okay? Actually get his license. Log in 10,000 miles. Because if you have your kid, right, you want to keep them safe to some extent. They better know how to drive mountains. They better know how to drive cities. They better know how to drive all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many people send their kids out because, you know, their kids say, hey, it's time, I'm going. You know, and I don't blame them, but nobody thinks about this. But really, if we start early, and so my son just took it for granted, he was going to have to log those 10,000 miles, and we started in parking lots, and we'd record it down. He'd be 14 driving around in a parking lot, you know, and we'd put it down, and we did this, and he actually made the 10,000 miles, but his license didn't happen until 17, which was great.
So he was logging in a few more thousand here.
And he's a very responsible driver. He drives all over the place.
But you see, you logged it in. You're like, but you taught him early there.
Early.
And yet, and that, I look back at my childhood, and not that it's about me, but I was pretty much, I just got the driver's license and was cut loose, right?
Yeah, and you're still here, and that's so great.
Well, I was a good boy for the most part, but driving was where I rebelled. That was the place. Yeah. I'm by myself. There's nobody watching me. And I'm doing 120 miles an hour on backcountry roads.
How?
You know, in Dad's 69 Cadillac. And I'm just thinking, this is, you know, no big deal. But just think if it had been different, if I had been maybe just reined in a little bit earlier on that. Fortunately, it wasn't hurt.
Well, nothing happened to you.
Yeah, nothing happened to me. But
some kids, things do happen to them, and it would be nice if they had a little more, you know, background in it.
All right. So you're here to, you know, coach parents and help them be the best parents they can, help them design the best kids. And it just comes about talking this
there
out.
There we are.
There's all sorts of exercises and various other things. And when you look at it, over 6 weeks, $130, this is not that bad.
No, it's not at all. And I feel that, you know, if people pay for something, they it is a business. It's not a free, you know, service of the government or anything. But if people pay for things, they really respect that they're getting what they need mm-hmm. to get.
Yeah, and you'll show up too.
It shows up. That's right. It's all part of it.
All right, Michelle, how can people sign up for this? Because there's a bit of a deadline here.
Huh? Absolutely. They need to call in at the Parent Resource Center at 488-4329, or they can sign up online mm-hmm. at Parent Resource, C as in cat, T as in Tom, R as in rogue. com.
All right. Shane, I think, you already had that up on the website, right, Shane? Yeah, he's giving me the thumbs up.
Thank you, Shane.
So we'll have that information up there. And it starts March
6th, Monday. Which is a Monday night.
Monday night,
okay,
7:30
so
at the Phoenix
soon,
Library.
And it's classes. It is limited, so sign up.
All right. Go out there and help those
Thank
parents,
Thank you very
Michelle.
Much. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thanks for sharing some of your story. 855 at KMED.